In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us quieten this morning our hearts and minds in thanksgiving and prayer. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, as we have come and gathered before Your precious Word this morning, dear Father, we come here wishing to thank You for the many, many blessings that You have bestowed upon each and every one of us. We thank You, dear Father, for the blessings of this temporal life wherein we live, for our homes and our families, our dear escorts in living faith. But above all, dear Father, we wish to thank You for this greatest gift which You have given unto us. This gift of Your dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whom You saw it good, dear Father, to send down from heaven to save the sinner. Dear Father, we wish to ask this morning that You would continue to help us journey in faith, battling against the threefold enemy. For we know, dear Father, without Your help, we are hopeless. Dear Father, we ask that You remember those who are battling difficulties in this life. No matter what those trials may be, continue to be with Your own, dear Father, through Your Spirit, comforting us, instructing us, forgiving us all our sins. Dear Father, we ask that You remember those who are on the outside of this precious kingdom. Effect in their hearts the need to repent of their sin, so that they too could enjoy this greatest peace, this peace that is only found in Your precious kingdom. And we pray as Your dear Son has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Before beginning, I wish to bring you, dear brother and sister, loving greetings from the children of God there in Colorado, where we were last weekend for my niece's wedding. Lots there said to bring their greetings here to you. We had a really nice trip and it was good to be there. We're going to read this morning a small portion of God's Word. And I'm not even sure why this portion has come to my mind. But nevertheless, it won't leave. And we trust that even in this, God is leading and guiding. But we will pause around God's holy word from the second book of Samuel. In its 12th chapter, we're going to read just a part of the first verse. And the words are in Jesus' name as follows. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him. Amen. This portion of God's Word, as I already mentioned, came to my mind. Maybe thinking about the roaring lion, the enemy of souls, and how he wants to creep those many lies into our way of thinking. And he wants to affect the way we go about and live our life of faith. We remember the life of David, how even God mentions in the Bible how David was a man after his own heart. This portion that we read speaks to us about Nathan approaching David. David was a sinner, just as you and I, dear brother and sister, are sinners. David also was a pardoned sinner, just as you and I, dear brother and sister, are pardoned sinners. David, before Nathan had approached him, had fallen into grievous sins. He fell into the sin of adultery. He fell into the sin of deceit, and he fell into the sin of murder. And this portion speaks to us that we read about God coming to Nathan.
It says here, and the Lord sent Nathan unto David. Dear brother and sister, oh, how important these words are. And it continues here, and he came unto him. Nathan was sent by God to approach David, to rebuke him of his sin. Nathan was obedient to God. And he went on to David to speak to him of those matters that he had fallen into. Dear brother and sister, this portion that is before us, there is much in it for us to hear, to believe, and to do. When I was thinking about these words, that portion of God's Word came to my mind of that parable of the Good Samaritan, where there was that one that was going down. In Luke chapter 10, it says there was a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Dear brother and sister, in this portion there is much spiritual meaning in it. This man that went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, had fallen into sin. Dear brother and sister, we remember in this portion where, first of all, it was that priest that went by. And he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. When we think about this portion, why did those two pass by? Dear brother and sister, these two that passed by could not help him. They did not have the Holy Spirit. This man had fallen into grievous sins. But it speaks of this good Samaritan that came and helped him. Who was this good Samaritan, dear brother and sister? It was our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Dear brother and sister, each of us that believe, our sins forgiven, own the Lord and Savior Jesus in our hearts.
Oh, how we need to help one another on this journey of faith. When we know or hear of someone that is not doing the right thing, that is living in sin, oh, we have a great responsibility and a duty to go to that dear one and remind them and rebuke them of their sin. The enemy of souls, dear brother and sister, speaks many, many lies to us in why we can't go to that dear brother or sister that has fallen into sin. Dear brother and sister, God's Word instructs us that this is what we ought to do. When we put it in a way where even our carnal mind can wrap around it, that if one is, we could say, walking towards the end of a cliff, and we are there with that one, and we know that that edge of that cliff is there close by. Dear brother and sister, I ask you, are you going to tell that dear brother or sister, hey, the edge is getting close? I would say yes. Each and every one of us would warn that person. This is an example where our carnal mind can see the danger of that. But the enemy of souls wants to totally fog us out of the importance of reminding our brother and sister of the dangers that are before us and of the sin that they have fallen into. The enemy wants to tell us that, who are you? You are such a great sinner yourself. Has that been preached to you, dear brother and sister, dear youth? I would say, I bet it has. Because it has been preached to me that way. Dear brother and sister, we have precious escorts before us. And why has God given us these escorts? To help us get to heaven. That is the only reason God has given us these escorts. Oh, how the prophet Ezekiel reminded us so preciously of the importance of taking care of our brother and sister in faith. And warning them when the dangers are there. So important it is. That if we know of someone living in sin, someone that has fallen into sin, and we don't go and speak to them, dear brother and sister, God's Word says that that blood is on our own hands. He says here in the third chapter of Ezekiel, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. Dear brother and sister, we have this Holy Spirit. This warning is not coming from ourselves. It is coming from God. Because we carry the Holy Spirit, and it is God's Spirit in us.
This is how God does His work in His kingdom. Through sin fallen mankind. But He continues here, "When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest them not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand." That is how important it is, dear brother and sister, that we go to our brothers and sisters and we put the lies of the enemy behind us and go and speak to them in love. Dear brother and sister, the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of faith, the first fruit is love. Jesus Himself said you can hang all the prophets on this one commandment, and that is love. That's the only commandment He left with His own. To love thy neighbor, to love our dear brothers and sisters in living faith. It is a fruit of faith, dear brother and sister, that we would go to our fellow man, our dear brothers and sisters, when we know. We don't need to have a bright eye and be looking. But dear brother and sister, when we know, we need to go to rebuke that one, to bring them back into this precious fold. Oh, how important this is. This red portion of Scripture that we read today speaks exactly of this. That Nathan knew that David had fallen into grievous sins. And God reminded Nathan, just as He reminds us today, dear brother and sister, to go to speak to that dear one that has fallen into sin. To remember those loved ones. It says here, "And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him." I ask you, was Nathan fearful? Oh, how Nathan was fearful to go on to David. David was the king at that time. But nevertheless, we want to do that which God's Word instructs us to do. That's all that matters, dear brother and sister, is that we are obedient to the Spirit of God. Let us make those new promises. Even now, dear brother and sister, you can uplift your hearts and believe. Maybe you find yourself faulty even in the light of God's Word this morning. You can uplift your hearts and believe. All of your sins, and even that sin forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. Let us make those new promises to God. Because oh, how we need this help on this journey of faith. This journey to heaven. This is why God has blessed us with escorts. The enemy of souls, he even wants to preach to us that, and it is. Oh, it is a personal faith, isn't it? It is such a personal gift. But let it not be so personal that we don't go and remind our dear brother and sister when they have fallen into sin. Because we need the help on this journey. And it is of utmost importance that we keep faith, personal faith and a good conscience. We keep our conscience cleansed. And in so doing this, then, this Word of God is clear to us, isn't it? And our desire is to be obedient to His precious Word and to the precious instruction that comes from God's kingdom. Believe, all sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood. And I too, coming here before you, dear brother and sister, can only hang my head, finding myself so faulty, and ask that, can I have my sins and doubts forgiven? My desire is to believe with you. But those words in Revelation come to my mind before closing. It says here that he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise of God. Dear brother and sister, it pays to believe. It pays to put sins away. Pray to God for obedience of faith, even in this which we have heard this morning, that we want to help our dear brothers and sisters in living faith. For we don't want anyone to fall by the wayside. This is why God works in us through that Holy Spirit. It is God that is working in the kingdom by and through each and every one of us. Dear brother and sister, it is important that we take heed and hold fast to that precious gift that God has given us. This gift of living faith. In Jesus' name, and always blessed name, Amen. Let us quieten our hearts in closing benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father and the Son, in the Holy Ghost. Amen.